May 21, 1929. The divine will, light, love, heat, divine nourishment and outpouring. I am always back into my dear inheritance of the divine volition, and it seems to me that I go around gleaning within it. And Jesus, so very good, does not neglect to give me his beautiful lessons about each of those ears of grain which I keep gathering. But while I was going around, I kept repeating my refrain over each thing, I love you, and let my love be the sweet chain which, binding the eternal fiat, may draw it, the violence on it, to make it come to reign upon earth. Now, while I was doing this, my adored Jesus told me, my daughter, my divine will is light, love is heat. Light and heat are inseparable from each other, and form the same life. This is the necessity of the fusion of my will and of my love. A will which does not love is not operative, a love which is no is without life. However, my will has the first act. It can be said that its light makes the heat arise. It does the first act and calls the life of love within its light, forming one single thing. Who can ever separate the heat from the light? No one. However, the bigger the light, the stronger the heat. So, with a small light one can just barely feel the strength of the heat. A big light gives much heat and produces admirable effects. How many and what effects does the sun not produce, because its light is so great as to embrace the whole earth? It can be said that it is the king of the earth. With its light and with its heat it caresses everyone, it embraces everything and does good to all, and without asking anything from anyone. Why? First, because it does not need anything. Second, because all would feel impotent to repay the sun for the great good it does to all the earth. So, this is why you feel within yourself two infinite powers, fused into one, my divine will and my love. And the light of my volition makes you run to make you place your I love you, which it unleashes from its womb of light, upon all created things, so as to see the whole creation be jeweled by its I love you and yours. In addition to this, life needs nourishment. My divine will is life, my love is food. Each I love you of yours is a sip of nourishment which you give to my fiat within you, and each act of yours done in my will makes the life of it grow within you. Oh! How the life of my will delights and grows admirably in the creature when it finds much divine love. It can be said that my fiat finds its food, and my love finds its life. After this, I continued to think about the adorable fiat, and my sweet Jesus continued, saying, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will is under the continuous outpouring of her Creator. Our love toward her is so great, that we are so enraptured in seeing our fiat in the littleness of the creature, that we want to give her always, always, without ever ceasing. Now, this divine outpouring of ours fills her so much as to leave not one void within her, in such a way that, whatever place she leans on, she always finds the fullness of our outpouring that sustains her, in such a way that she cannot bend over herself because our outpouring sustains her and carries her as though in triumph in its arms. But do you know what we pour out? Love, light, grace, sanctity, power, etc. Now, all these qualities of ours compete among themselves for carrying this little creature in their arms. It seems that they vie with one another for her, and they take turns, so as to say, we all have carried her. And while each of them carries her in its arms, if it is love that carries her, it fills her so much with love as to take pleasure in seeing the tiny little one drowned, drowned with its love. And only when it sees her overflow with love, then does it content itself with letting her pass into the arms of light. Because they want to see, being repeated in the tiny little one, what her Creator has done. The light takes delight in drowning her with light, grace, in drowning her with grace, power, in drowning her with power, but so much, as to captivate the Creator himself. In sum, this little creature lives under the continuous outpouring of God, which fills her so much that she feels drowned and cannot contain it, in such a way that she is forced to pour it outside. So, What you say about my divine will is nothing other than the outpouring of what you contain inside.